This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're in a pretty impressive looking kitchen here at Covenant Christian School, the food tech room.
I'm ready to see the technology and the food work magic.
Kristen and Susan here, and a whole lot of food laid out, some meat, some vegetables, and we're not going to look at the dessert over here. We'll look at that a bit later.
I've been staring at the dessert this whole time. I didn't even notice there was meat and veg. Susan, so we got like at least kind of 20 ingredients in front of us right now. How are the nerves feeling heading into your first cooking class?
Pretty high. There's lots of things I've never touched before.
Really? What haven't you touched before?
Garlic. Those things. Shallots. Okay, that's what they are.
Let's talk the difference between chef's tops, black buttons versus white buttons. What's the difference?
So white buttons is when you're an apprentice and black buttons is when you're a fully qualified chef.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm in kindergarten doing those necklace things where you're skewing the... where you're putting the... What is it?
The macaroni.
That's what it feels like.
That's okay.
Right now, Susan's making macrame beef necklaces. You could put them on your children to wear to school, and they could have a snack during period one.
Don't just turn the barbecue on and just put meat on straight. Leave it for at least half an hour to heat up.
Half an hour?
At least. That's the hotter, the better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Need to fill up my gas bottle. Chris has just said, do you know the main point about cooking meat? What is it?
Okay, first thing first, hot pan. Second thing, leave it alone. Don't keep turning it, because you'll end up stewing the meat. You're going to toughen the meat. Just leave it alone.
Huh? Listen to the sizzle.
Sizzle.
So next thing we're going to do is salmon. Are you familiar with salmon?
From the tin, yes.
Wow.
Now, Duncan caught this salmon this morning.
Yeah, I was out fishing in Tasmania just before the show and snagged this little 3 kilogram number.
Yeah.
Susan, I saw you with the beef.
Yeah.
You had a look of, like, excitement. But here with the fish, I'm seeing a slight look of apprehension. What's the apprehension with the fish?
I guess it's probably because I haven't actually liked salmon before. So, yeah, I'm just interested to see how it's going to turn out.
Does it really matter what you're cooking on?
Look, if you're familiar and comfortable with what it is you have at home, stick with it. Like, I mean, one of the best frying pans I have is just from the local supermarket, and it's fantastic. It's $10, and you can use it, and then once it dies and, you know, everything starts to sick, you throw it out, buy a new one. Just because you spend $200, $300 on a frying pan doesn't mean that it's better.
I would look at that and think it was burnt.
No, this is caramel. I'll show you burnt, okay? I'll burn one of these.
Don't burn it!
So, no, this is the actual what you want. You're wanting the sugars from the sweet chili sauce to caramelize to kind of give it that kind of texture, flavor, whatnot. All right?
We used the coriander root before in the marinade, and now we're using the leaves.
What's that technique called, Sam?
It's called top and tail. I heard about it on MasterChef once. I think they usually talk about it with pigs, but I think it's appropriate for this coriander plant.
Isn't pig a magical animal? Ham, pork, bacon, all from one wonderful beast.
Top to tail, mate, top to tail.
You're dishing up. What do you think?
Listen, I've tried the beef so far. That was amazing, and I've had a little bite of the chicken. Absolutely incredible. And everything goes with everything. We learned 6 meals here today.
I was apprehensive about the salmon. I've never liked fresh salmon, but that was really nice as well.
This is amazing right now. I'm having the chocolate lava cake. How are you feeling, Sam?
I can't describe how much I love this. This is a gooey centre, and says my heart right now.
Yeah, the only downside of cooking is that I'm on clean-up duty. I always thought the chef cleans, you know? But I'm not going to take it up with her. She's a new mum. You don't mess with new mums.
Definitely has made it seem not so scary to be able to cook different meats at home that aren't basically just mincemeat. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.